the week in Houston and the Hall of Fame situation and the celebration you guys had. Are you recovered from that? Or y'all still on that natural high from Jerry getting in and that party and everything?
Well, it's obviously a very special moment for Jerry, and I think we are. And of course, if you've walked in his steps and spent the time you have that our family has, then it's it goes without saying how special it is. And I don't think anybody could ever underestimate how much he loves the game, the NFL, the Dallas Cowboys, and to be recognized with this honor is a a big, big, big deal for Jerry.
Can you talk about the year you've had with your son winning the state title, you know, the building and the opening of the Star and what it meant, the type of season you guys had on the field, and then Jerry going in the Hall of Fame? Certainly you guys would rather be in the Super Bowl to just put the final cherry on top of what has been an amazing season for you and your family. But, you know, has it all soaked in?
Well, that's to get all of it, I guess, would have been too much. But it was kind of aligning that way, and we were actually kind of thinking, hell, why not ask for it? But to have John Stephen do what he did with the Scots and get to be a part of a special group of young men, his senior leadership and that crew, and then to move into the Star and have one of the really unique places in all of sports, which actually is, in my mind, one more check mark on another box is why Jerry is so deserving, because he's raised the bar again for the league, and in a good way. It'll push people to invest and to make things more better for our players and our game. And so, but to get to move into the Star and our team perform like they did, living in the Star, and then, of course, to top it off with Jerry going in the Hall of Fame, certainly is an offset to the disappointment of not getting to a Super Bowl. But the flip side of that coin is we've got an amazing group of young players, of a foundation that I think can really make a difference. And I think bigger and better days are ahead for our football team.
Speaking to Cowboys Executive Vice President Stephen Jones here on Game Night, building off of that disappointment of not making it all the way to the Super Bowl, what was your biggest takeaway from what you saw on the field between the Patriots and Falcons and what you think the Cowboys have to do to get to that level?
Well, I think there's a lot of positive things to take from it. I mean, obviously, you're looking at two great football teams. You're looking at an interesting situation where one team played lights out in the first half and the other played lights out in the second half. And I hope all of us will take a lot from that. And we certainly see where the bar is. And, you got to give those guys all the credit in the world at the end of the day for Coach Belichick and Tom Brady and the Kraft family to win now 5 Super Bowls out of 7 inside of a 15 years is pretty amazing, and my hat's off to them. We all know how difficult that is. They've certainly set the bar high, but it's certainly a bar that we all want to shoot for and try to achieve and even be better than what they've accomplished. But we've got to do that, and certainly the Falcons are a team to be reckoned with. They've got a great quarterback, great receivers, a great organization. Obviously, Arthur Blank's an amazing owner, and we've got work to do, but we certainly feel like we can get there.
You know, when everybody points to what you guys need to do to improve and get to the next level, people point to defense and certainly point to the pass rush and getting some help. I don't know if you heard, but Myles Garrett, Texas A&M defensive end, who's considered to be the number one overall pick, put out a video today in basically begging Jerry and Jason and you guys. You know, he's from Arlington. He wants to play at home, and he's begging you guys to trade Romo some draft picks to pick him up. Did you hear that?
I haven't heard that, but obviously Myles Garrett, we hadn't done, we hadn't drilled down deep, but everything you see about Myles Garrett is he's going to be a special player in this league, and certainly a guy who deserves everything he's got coming to him, and a guy you'd love to get your hands on. Unfortunately, we're at the back part of the draft, but he's a guy you got to respect, and you got to give, you know, you got to take your hat off to him. He's a special player.
Where are you guys in the process? Certainly the Pro Bowl's over and Super Bowl's over, and are you now beginning the process of looking at what you need to do to improve this team? And are we right, most of us right, saying that, you know, you need to go defense heavy?
Yeah, I think anybody who watches our team, you know, it's not that hard. I mean, if you look at our cap space we've allocated, if you look at draft picks we've allocated, there's no question that we have a lot of resources tied up on the offensive side of the football. So, you know, but at the same time, you can't force the issue. And I think we've had our best drafts. We've done our best work not forcing an issue and taking the very best player available. And we'll continue to do that. At the same time, I can tell you whether it's Jerry, whether it's Coach Garrett, whether it's Will McClay, whether it's myself, we're looking at knowing that we need to improve our defense, and we got to get home. And when I say get home, we got to improve our pass rush and put pressure on these quarterbacks. And if we can get that done, obviously on the offensive side of the football, we've got a great group and a great foundation. And but we're still not above improving that if the right situation presents itself. So, you know, it's not easy. We certainly are aware of what our deficiencies are, and we're certainly aware of where we need to improve, and we'll go to work on that here in the off season.
Talking to Stephen Jones here on Game Night, and your dad Jerry actually was on our station earlier today, and there's been a noticeable trend of late that he seems to be softening a bit on the idea that maybe it is inevitable that Tony Romo is going to be ending up playing somewhere next year. Do you see that? I understand that you're not going to comment on his actual, you know, what's actually happening there, but do you see something in Jerry that it's making this a little bit tougher for him because he has such a great relationship with Tony?
Yeah, well, it's not just Jerry. It's myself. It's Coach Garrett. It's the whole organization. Has a tremendous amount of respect of what Tony has done for this franchise. And, you know, there's a lot of work to be done in terms of our work with Tony and what is in the best interest for everybody, whether it's the Dallas Cowboys, whether it's our family, whether it's Tony. All those things will come into play when we ultimately make a decision. I know everybody's anxious. There's very few competitors and great football players like Tony Romo. We've been fortunate to have him as our leader and our quarterback, and it was a rare set of circumstances that created the situation that we're in, and it's one that we've got to work through. You know, and as Jerry said it, and I'm certainly not going to refute it, he's going to make that call, along with Tony having a huge, huge influence on what happens. And, you know, it's just tough. At the end of the day, he's been one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play for the Dallas Cowboys. He's won a lot of football games for us, and we have nothing but the utmost respect for Tony and his career with our team.
Stephen, we really appreciate you taking the time tonight. I want to wish you luck in what's shaping up to be a very interesting offseason for the team. So, again, we appreciate the time. Have a good night.
Thank you, Stephen.
Hey, thank you, guys. Clarence, thanks for being on.